Sandy Maurer has a long list of reasons to be skeptical of the new wireless gas and electricity meters being rolled out by PG&E and other utilities across the country.
There are many reasons to complain about these meters. PG&E had reported over 43,000 smart meter problems of one kind or another, and over 3,000 complaints have been received by the California Public Utilities Commission for safety, radio frequency radiation, health impacts. That doesn't include billing complaints. There's been at least 1,500 billing complaints formally registered with the CPUC. There's also privacy, security, interference, and the risk of fires.
Additional issues are the $2.2 billion cost of the new meters and the resultant loss of 1,000 jobs for meter readers. But for Maurer, founder of the Sebastopol-based EMF, or Electromagnetic Field Safety Network, the overriding concern is the potential health impacts of the new wireless meters transmitting from virtually every home or building in the region.
Many people are aware the electromagnetic fields from power lines are dangerous. Today we are more and more exposed to the radio frequencies in the environment from cell phones, cell towers, now smart meters. PG&E says that this is the largest technology rollout ever. And these are wireless smart meters. Some of the impacts that are being reported right now on smart meters are headaches and anxiety, sleep problems, heart palpitations, dizziness, tinnitus, ear pain, ringing in the ears.
The EMF Safety Network is urging that the data collected by the new meters be exported via fiber optics rather than wirelessly. To date, PG&E has installed about 6 million of the meters, roughly two-thirds of the total rollout they have planned. But Maurer's organization has helped lead the call for a moratorium on any further installations until key questions about their safety and reliability have been answered.
The EMF Safety Network has filed an application for modification with the CPUC, and we are asking for the right to opt out. We are asking for the right for neighborhoods, for areas to be able to opt out for smart meter equipment, including repeaters and data collectors, to be removed, and for the possibility of deactivation.
That petition was filed in April. Maurer and other activists protested the lack of response to it at the California Public Utilities Office in San Francisco last week. The PUC has said it wants to complete its own analysis before making a decision. But the installations are continuing in the meantime, so Maurer is urging concerned utility customers to take protective actions on their own.
People need to put signs on their meters. Put a sign on their electric meter and put a sign on their gas meter saying, do not install the smart meter. Put it in a plastic sleeve and post that on the meters. Then tell their friends, tell their family, tell their neighbors, and start a smart meter-free neighborhood. If they don't already have the meter, if they do have a meter, they can call up PG&E and complain.
In a few cases, Maurer says, people have been able to persuade PG&E to remove smart meters that were already installed. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.